Michelle Malkin, Bush Legacy Impoverishes the American Worker and Grows the Deep State. By Robert Krajicek on December 4, 2018. Michelle Malkin described former President George H.W. Bush's legacy as an impoverishment of American workers and growing of the deep state. Offering her remarks in a Monday interview with Breitbart senior editors at large Rebecca Mansour and Joe Polak on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Tonight. Mansour said, "It seems as if the media is already using George H.W. Bush's passing as a means to bash President Trump. Just as they did with the funeral of John McCain. What lessons do you think Trump could learn from Bush 41? Malkin replied, "There are not many I can think of that I might frame in a positive way. And I absolutely agree with you that we've seen from the senility mongers of the left the usual vulgar and vile behavior. Is there a dead Republican body that the Democrats and the left won't use to go after Trump? I don't think so. Listen." Malkin continued, "The lesson of the Bush regime and the Bush dynasty is something that impoverishes the American worker. It grows the deep state at the expense of small businesses and liberty. And even though the grocery scanner story turned out to be fake news, as Dan Rather once said in defense of his fake news, it was fake but accurate." Malkin added, "The elitism of the Bush wing of the Republican Party is what Trump defeated. And I think Donald Trump has to remember that's why he's in the office. Because of the adamant rejection of that attitude and those policies. I'm distressed that once again, we have these open borders amnesty Bush Republican Party type business as usual tactics in dealing with the border wall funding. They're going to wait till the Friday before Christmas? This is disgraceful." Malkin reflected on YouTube's censorship of a 2006 video she produced critiquing Islamic terrorism while discussing broader political censorship technology companies such as Facebook, Google, and Twitter imposed. After Mansour described Malkin as one of the godmothers of new conservative media, Malkin heralded her relationship with Breitbart News. "The other part of that ethos is the sense of camaraderie that so many independent sites have. And that's why in large part, after all of these years, I still appreciate the friendship and alliance that I have with you all at Breitbart. It goes back. It's OG." Earlier on Monday, Malkin announced her departure from CRTV. Headed by Mark Levin, following the news media outlet's declared forthcoming merger with Glenn Beck's The Blaze. Breitbart News Tonight broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot Channel 125 weeknights from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern or 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter.